Paris' Paris suburb offers a colorful study of immigration in France. There are Asian supermarkets and Arab kebab restaurants. Women in headscarves and colorful African boubous mix with French residents wearing Western clothes. A slice of this diversity can be seen in Montreuil's 12,000-strong Muslim community. Its members, who hail from North and Sub-Saharan Africa, represent about 20% of the town's population. Mohamed Abdulbaki is vice president of the Cultural Federation of Muslims in Montreuil, an umbrella group formed to build a central mosque for the town. He shows a visitor the building site for the future $2.7 million prayer hall, which is now little more than a dusty patch of weeds and litter. The construction is finally set to begin this fall, ending a years-long fight to build a main mosque for Montreuil. In 2003, a city hall councillor from a right-wing political party filed a legal complaint, arguing that a city lease for the site, for a token amount of about $1.30, violated France's 1905 law separating church and state. Only last year did an appeals court allow building to go ahead. Mohamed Abdulbaki.
Beaucoup de gens, des fidèles, ont peur d'investir parce que
Abdulbaki said many Muslims were afraid of investing in the mosque because they had heard about the court case. Now, he said, the community has raised about a quarter of the building costs. Like Muslims elsewhere in Europe, those in Montreuil have been packed into tiny makeshift prayer halls. Mohamedou Nimaga, the Federation's president, said the town's Muslims wanted a large formal mosque, complete with minarets or long, slender towers, to accommodate their growing numbers. Nimaga says the mosque project has united the diverse strands of Montreuil's Muslim community, which hails from Egypt, Mali, and Comoros. It also appears to have united the town. Jewish and Christian leaders joined the Muslims in fighting for the mosque. The town mayor has donated about $700 to the project. Apart from the far-right lawmaker, Abdulbaki says, not a single resident has opposed the new mosque. That includes 42-year-old Laurent Droulet.
Je pense qu'effectivement la liberté de culte, c'est un droit.
Droulet says religious freedom is a basic right, regardless of whether people are Muslim, Catholic, or Jewish. But in many parts of Europe, mosques have generated controversy. Local residents and far-right groups have launched protests, petitioned courts, and introduced legislation to prevent mosques from being built. Some fear the prayer halls and foreign funding that might go into them will feed religious extremism. Others argue the mosques have no place in historically Christian, although increasingly secular, Europe. Saqib Mouin is an Islamic expert at the Royal United Services Institute, a London-based think tank.
The opposition's been there ever since the Muslims came to Europe and tried to have mosque prayer halls in neighborhoods all across Europe. In Britain, for example, it didn't start off with big buildings. It started off on top of factories, in people's houses, and obviously you had social order issues. Has opposition waned? Well, it depends on the area and it depends on the sense of cohesion between communities.
In London, more than 250,000 people signed a petition 2 years ago against plans to build a so-called mega mosque near the site of the 2012 Olympic Games. Critics have also protested plans to construct another major mosque near a famous Gothic cathedral in Cologne, Germany. In Italy, the anti-immigration Northern League Party is lobbying to freeze all mosque construction on grounds the prayer halls breed terrorism. And in Switzerland, a committee has gathered enough signatures for the country to hold a referendum on banning minarets. Ulrich Schluer, a member of the right-wing Swiss People's Party, supports the initiative.
Everybody in Switzerland has the right to come together with people of the same religion in a special house. The Christians in their churches, the Muslims in their mosques, the Jews in their synagogues. Freedom of religion is not the problem. The problem is the gap between the Sharia right, which is partly living in Muslim societies, and the Swiss right.
But in other cases, Muslims are surmounting the odds. There are plans to build the first mosque in Athens since Ottoman rule centuries ago, and the first mosque in Catalonia, Spain. Even secular Muslims have tuned in to the mosque debate, aware it reflects deeper misgivings, analyst Muin says. They do not understand why there is so much opposition to such a basic element of the Islamic faith. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Montreuil, France.